Blackstone Audio presents Holy Ghost Girl, a memoir by Donna M. Johnson. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. For Amber and Kirk, and for my brother and sisters. There can be no doubt that, as a matter of fact, a religious life exclusively pursued does tend to make individuals exceptional and eccentric. William James, The Varieties of Religious Experience. I understood the stillness behind the sky, but never the words of men. Friedrich Hölderlin, In My Boyhood Days. Prologue.
Donna, I don't know if you're coming to the funeral, but I heard Daddy's going to try to raise Randall from the dead. Call me.
My sister left the message as my husband and I stumbled into our darkened kitchen, hauling groceries, deli takeout, and briefcases. We had finished another 12 mind-numbing hours at our marketing firm, making deals, finessing budgets, and placating clients, employees, and sometimes each other, racing toward every deadline as though it were life or death. The red light of the answering machine winked at us from the counter. My husband flipped on the overhead light.
That preacher's gonna resurrect his son? We're going, right?
I shook my head no and said yes. Randall Terrell had been dead 24 hours. I was still deciding whether to attend his funeral, and everyone else had moved on to resurrection. Even Jesus stayed in the tomb 3 days, but my family had not followed convention, not in life, and apparently not in death. Randall, his sister Pam, and my brother Gary and I spent our formative years traveling the revival circuit known as the Sawdust.